2025, and M23 rebels withdraw from Uvira in DRC peace move. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Stakeholders from different sections of society have weighed in on the recently passed Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Chola Mkuka has more in this report.
The National Assembly of Zambia yesterday approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 after it secured the required two-thirds majority, clearing the way for presidential assent for it to become law. The bill was passed following the successful completion of both the second and third readings in the House. At the third reading, 137 members of parliament voted for the bill, while zero voted against the bill and none abstained from the vote. United Party for National Development Deputy Media Director Sikwindi Situla has welcomed the passing of the bill, saying that the votes represented the will of the people.
So we as UPND take development in Parliament today with a sense of gratitude and respect for all, you know, views, contending views, opposing views, and otherwise also supporting views. So we are very grateful to the Zambian people that through their elected leaders have seen the sense of remodeling our constitution in order to satisfy the need to deal with lacunas or lacunae, as people would say, of great Sandy.
Meanwhile, governance expert Bebna Changala has criticized the passing of Bill 7, maintaining that the bill falls short of the required legal threshold upon which the Constitutional Court ordered its withdrawal from the National Assembly.
Bill 7 was declared unconstitutional by the Constitutional Court. And the people are supposed to enforce a judgment. The executive ignored that judgment as if it never existed. And what they have done today, they have won the battle, they will lose the war. Because they are saying they should have first exhausted the Constitutional Court judgment before they embarked into this illegality. They might have numbers in Parliament, but they don't have the law on their side.
And Advocates for Democratic Governance has also maintained that the manner, timing and scope under which the bill was processed lacked inclusivity, particularly of traditional marginalized citizens in rural areas, and failed to secure the broad-based national consensus required for amending a supreme law.
History will judge this moment not by the speed of constitutional amendments, but by the courage to protect the sovereignty of the people and the integrity of the constitution. Zambia deserves a constitutional reform process that unites rather than divides, and that strengthens democracy rather than weakens it.
I also caught up with some residents of Lusaka on what they make of the passed bill.
For me, the number of causes that I've read, and they're very applicable, both to the youths, although I'm no longer a youth, so both to the youths, the disabled and the women at large. So it's a good thing in the long run, but we just needed to understand it and, you know, further consultation. And the most important thing that I can employ the government to do now is, next time if certain things of this nature comes, I would like them to, you know, to give us more education about it before they just dump on us.
My views on Bill 7 are that they should have just left the things to be the way they are, because we already have enough members of parliament. I think they should have just increased maybe CDF funds so that many people can have access to them, and build more infrastructure to provide employment instead of increasing the members of parliament. Because such people, some of them, we don't even know them. We only see them during campaigns.
Reporting for RCV News, I am Chola Mkuka.
And the United Party for National Development, UPND, says the same approach it used to rally members of parliament to support Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 will be employed to win the confidence of Zambians ahead of the 2026 general elections. UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Imenda says the party remains confident that its policies and consultative governance style will resonate with citizens across the country. Ms. Imenda says the support from opposition members of parliament to the passage of Bill 7 demonstrates that national interest can supersede party affiliation when leaders are presented with policies that benefit the people. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Imenda explained that members of parliament who voted in favor of the bill did so after appreciating its long-term benefits to the country. Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 should not be viewed as a UPND-driven agenda, but as legislation designed to serve the interests of all Zambians, said Ms. Imenda.
That is good, and the members of parliament who voted for it have realized that it's a good thing, and therefore that shows that we have been able to convince the Zambians about why should we fail to convince them in 2026 in the general elections of what we have done so far, what we have delivered so far as UPND. It is a point that you are right, what is going to happen in 2026.
The Lusaka City Council's Department of Administration says a total of 9,800 marriages have been formalized and recorded from January 1st, 2025 to date. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says this milestone underscores the council's commitment to providing accessible and efficient services to the community. Ms. Mwamba states that certifying marriages not only provides legal recognition but also offers protection and security to couples, ensuring their rights and benefits are safeguarded. The Lusaka City Council is working diligently to bridge the information gap by educating the public on the importance of formalizing marriages and advantages of this opportunity to secure their rights and benefits, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She has since encouraged all eligible couples to formalize their relationships, emphasizing that marriage registration is not only a romantic gesture but also a legal requirement. Ms. Mwamba emphasized that the council remains committed to supporting the community by providing clear and accessible information on the marriage registration process in accordance with the Marriages Act Cap 50 of the Laws of Zambia.
The Lusaka City Council is working diligently to bridge the information gap by educating the public on the importance of formalizing marriages and advantages of this opportunity to secure their rights and benefits. In accordance with the Marriages Act, Cap 50 of the Laws of Zambia, the Lusaka City Council remains committed to supporting the community by providing clear and accessible information on marriage registration process.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has disclosed that 894 volunteer doctors are said to be withdrawn from the health sector effective Friday, December 19, 2025, if their planned industrial boycotts go through. Association President Pochiwe says the figures highlight the critical role volunteer doctors play in daily service delivery, particularly in referral hospitals and other high-volume health facilities across the country. Dr. Chiwe warns that the withdrawal will have a significant nationwide impact, placing additional pressure on existing medical staff, disrupting duty rosters, and potentially leading to longer waiting times and reduced service availability in some departments. The association continues to call for clear communication, definitive timelines, and a sustainable pathway forward, said Dr. Chiwe, issued in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka. He noted that the situation reflects a broader structural challenge within the health sector that requires urgent attention in the interest of both healthcare workers and the communities they serve. Dr. Chiwe further emphasized that until clarity is provided, the doctors' down tooth action remains in effect, while reaffirming the association's commitment to professionalism, patient welfare, and the long-term stability of Zambia's healthcare system. In African news, in a significant development in the long-running conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo DRC, the rebel coalition alliance FLOEV Congo has announced a conditional withdrawal of its fighters from the strategic city of Uvira in South Kivu province. The move follows intense international pressure, particularly from the United States and other partners, urging all parties to uphold recently brokered peace arrangements and avoid further bloodshed. In a written statement on social media, the group said the pullback from Uvira is a trust-building measure intended to support ongoing negotiations under the Doha Peace Framework, where Congolese authorities and rebel representatives have been engaged in efforts aimed at ending hostilities. Coming up shortly, U.S. military says 8 killed in latest strikes on alleged drug boats. This and more, stay tuned.
Malaria is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia.